Sit back, relax, and raise a glass, for spirits coming from the past. Sip on salt while your skin crawls with your pre-haunting host having a ball. Trope was all in Washington pool, with guests and spirits in your favorite pools. Gather the others, no hesitating. The moment's approaching, it's now time to sing. Haunts and hearts, hearts and hearts, crackle and hand and fill to the top. Haunts and hearts, haunts and hearts, this is your podcast and it's called Haunts and Hearts.
I was born ready.
Hi.
Oh no, the beer's spilling. No matter where you're joining us from, welcome back to our realm. This is the Haunts and Hops podcast. You know we cover all things paranormal while, dripping beer all over my desk and delightfully devouring the most delicious craft beer from across the USA, thanks to our sponsor, Tavor. Follow us on all social media at Haunts and Hops. I'm Johnny LaQuasto. My hands are wet. They're drenched in a beverage.
And it's not because of the beverage.
Hey, you can follow me at Jay Quasto. Let's get to the stars of the show. She's a veteran paranormal investigator, former team member on Ghost Hunters, a wealth of knowledge. She has a brand new career path. Well, another career path. She's a woman of many talents. You can find her at Ashley Trobe because she's the amazing and tank topped Ashley Trobe.
I'm in a tank top. Thank you for noticing. It's covered in beer because I also spilled beer all over myself when I went to go take a damn drink.
Good call.
Now I feel left out.
I will pour it on your face. Oh, look at that. Look, Johnny. Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm licking the can because I don't know. I don't have a towel. I wasn't expecting to be doused.
Wow. Anybody who can't see what's going on in the show right now, you just missed a show. We should do a live show. That's all I'm saying because I think the fans want to see that.
Especially with the way this young lady is throwing her tongue around on screen. She's certified in paranormal, like I said, and this young lady, she's certified in paranormal investigation and cryptozoology, lifelong connection to the paranormal. Her one-woman show, 50 Shades of Mix, will be hitting the earth real soon, and follow her on all the social medias, including the TikTok. She's Anastasia Washington.
Oh, hello. Hello, everyone.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Good deal. What are we drinking on? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go, girl. Go.
Y'all know that this month I was not allowing myself to have IPAs for the show, right? That was like the big deal. I was being a good girl. So I did good so far, right? I had the pickle seltzer.
Right.
I had, several gozes, whatever. This one is a key lime.
Oh, hey now.
Key lime goza from New Glory. I think it's 4.7%. And y'all, my big issue with anything lime or key lime flavored is no one can get it right. They always make it taste like, so when they try to do lime in beer, it tastes like Skittles, but not in a good way. And when they try to do key lime, it tastes like Skittles in a good way. Does that make sense?
Sure.
They did this where it tastes like real key lime and it is fire. It's so good.
And what is it again? From who?
It's from New Glory. Which is funny because it looks like Newfound Glory logo.
If you it does.
I saw it and I was like, oh, Newfound Glory has a beer. That's cool. Good for them. And I was like, oh, that's not the same thing. But
that's okay. Shout out.
It's a sour. It's delicious. It is. I'm very happy.
Oh, I love when you're happy.
I do sometimes.
It's been a good week for old Ash. We're happy about that.
I can't say where I am now, but I am no longer working for Whole Foods Market. And
I am thrilled.
After 10 years, I've spent my entire adult life at Whole Foods swinging and selling beer. I ain't doing it no more.
Now you can really enjoy beer.
Yeah.
As much as you goddamn well please.
And I get the discounts, but I'm going to still love it.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Yeah, I was thinking there has to be a beer out there that's a goza that's named the Keymaster, right?
I hope so.
If not, do we make our own beer?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I know of at least 2 to 3 people here that brew beer. Mm-hmm.
I think any beer named the Keymaster, I'm going to look it up on Untappd. There's got to be one called the Keymaster.
It has to. If not, we're making it. Station. Okay, so I am drinking a mango margarita, and here is why.
What in the holy hell?
Yesterday, my mom requested Blood Sow's barbecue. And so I bought her like the whole spread, and I brought her prickly pear punch, which is an alcoholic drink, and mango margarita. And they're like fresh made cocktails in jars. We only got through the prickly pear because we all got sloshed very fast from that one.
Wait, so, the prickly pear actually was strong?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was floored. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I love pears.
So now I'm having mango margarita because you don't want the mango juice to go bad.
No, you don't. Ashley would have loved the phone call yesterday is what she was trying to get at, though.
I'm just saying, like, also, happy Mother's Day to her. Look at you getting her drunk.
I know. She even responded.
Mother's Day.
She was like, thanks. Just in case I don't remember this, we should do it again.
Let's have drinks again, and I'll tell of my stories from the Whiskey a Go Go.
I don't know. That was my go-go dance.
Ask her what her signature was.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Ask her for her signature move.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I'll ask her.
Body, oddy, oddy, oddy. So this beer, it's not my first one from Braxton Labs, but this is the Salted Caramel Chocolate Truffle. It's a stout with caramel, cocoa nibs, sea salt, and lactose. And Braxton is from Kentucky. Braxton Labs, very creative. This is 9.0%. And to call this a dessert beer would be an understatement. It's a tall boy. It's a 16-ouncer. It's heavy.
I can already taste it. I haven't even had it.
Yeah.
It's not heavy. It's my brother. It's a song. Never mind. I'll leave.
By who?
She's not heavy. He's my brother.
Is that Lisa Loeb? Who the hell? What was that?
I don't know. It's like a 60s, 70s song.
Oh.
I'll leave.
I didn't know that. I don't know why I would have thought it may have been Lisa Loeb. It sounds like it could have been one of her songs.
Well, we're looking for a new co-host on Hops and Hops Radio. And hey. So you think you're qualified.
That's right. You can drink mango margaritas if you want to.
It's by a band called The Hollies.
Hmm. I don't know them, and I love oldies.
Or the Hollies? Hollies? Maybe it's Hollies.
Okay.
The Hot.
Either way, Braxton Labs, shout out, y'all. Y'all make some heavy-ass beers, and I appreciate you for it. I'm not going to get through this whole 16-ounce, though. I'm not going to lie. It is.
Yeah, you
woof.
Are.
Woof.
Buddy, I believe in you.
It makes you a dog?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. I'm going out the little door right now. I'll be right back. So thank you, Tavor. If you do want to get a great discount, download Tavor, go beer shopping on your phone. Doesn't get any better than that. And of course, use the code HAUNTS10, HAUNTS 10, and you'll get $10 off your first crate of Tavor beer. Thanks to your friends at Haunts and Hops. How about that?
How about that, though?
Have you ever wanted any of us to ever buy you a beer? I'm just throwing it out there that that's what this is.
It's virtually. It's almost like, it's kind of like being bought a beer by a spirit. Our spirit is getting you a beverage.
There it is. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of spirits.
10.
If you, Haunts 10, that's right. If you have a paranormal experience or just an amazing story you want to tell, leave us a voicemail, 818-660-6191. That is 818-660-6191. Tell us a story. But with that said, it's now time for the Supernatural Scoop. So this is something I find incredibly interesting. Once again, it's from anomalian.com. New DNA research shows Egyptian pharaoh could be an alien hybrid. Now, the fact that there are scientists intelligent enough to even study these DNA genomes is ridiculous. Hmm. But it's a guy named Stuart Fleischman, assistant professor of comparative genomics at the Swiss University in Cairo. They've recently published the results of a 7-year study that mapped the genomes of 9 ancient Egyptian pharaohs. And if proven correct, their findings could potentially change the world's history books. Now, we've all seen ancient writings A lot of them, what are your thoughts? Do you feel like, I see some of these ancient writings, I'm like, my God, there's, it's almost like they're drawing alien contact.
We've all seen ancient aliens.
Mm-hmm. We have, unfortunately.
Yeah. You don't like the show?
I think it's great.
It's quite conservative behind the scenes.
Oh, well, that's, sorry to hear that. This is a very long show. It's a little too long for me personally.
But. Yeah, it's quite Trumpy back there.
Do you know the people on the show?
I just know their Trumpy stuff.
Okay, fair enough. Well, old ways of thinking, I guess. You know? So 8 out of these 9 samples returned interesting but typical results. The 9th sample belonged to Akhenaten. Don't know if I said that right, but I'll say it again. Akhenaten.
Okay.
Akhenaten? I don't know.
Sure, I don't know Egyptian, so.
The enigmatic 14th century BC pharaoh and father of, well, I don't know if they're talking about King Tut, but I think it might be.
That tracks. That's an Egyptian.
Yeah, so a small fragment of the brain tissue had been the source of the DNA sample. The test was repeated using bone tissue and the results were obtained. So there's a gene called CXPAC5, which is responsible for cortex growth. And there's an anomaly that they found. It appears this increased activity in Akhenaten's genome would suggest he had a higher cranial capacity because of the need to house a larger cortex. So they're thinking, what kind of mutation would cause this human brain to grow? Because we've yet to discover a technique that can do this. So the question is, could this 3,300-year-old evidence point out ancient genetic manipulation? You know, was it the work of advanced beings?
I've seen Iron Man 3. Okay, I know where this is going. I've seen Winter Soldier and all of the Avengers movies. I know where this is all going.
It's funny that they keep talking about, like, you know, aliens being Egyptians and all that stuff, which a great possibility, whatever. But there was a great meme that said, just because white people couldn't do it doesn't mean it's aliens. And I love that.
So I was going to say that. I'm so glad you said that for me.
Hey, but white people, we still be talking about aliens, though.
Right?
We've been talking about a lot of stuff, though.
So right. I don't know. I mean, I do think there's some interesting, and like, I haven't watched Ancient Aliens as much as some people have. And like, so I can't go into like all the philosophies or whatever, but I do think that there is some strange stuff from our past that looks a little suspiciously like aliens sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Some of these photos and the evidence or findings they found, there's, you know, there's bone tissue of his is far denser and fundamentally different than other mummies that they found. And the guy said, you know, the Fleischman said, my team and I have submitted the papers for peer review and we've done and redone the tests enough times to say we're confident they're accurate. I don't know the full implication of our findings, but I certainly believe they should at least point the scientific community in a direction that would have immediately dismissed just a few decades ago. So, you know, they're saying this could trigger a paradigm shift of somehow. I still don't, obviously there's no way they can prove it. It's possible that Akhenaten, I probably said it wrong again, was just extremely gifted. I mean, if we're looking at the pyramids, holy shit, the Egyptians were gifted. If there was no alien assistance.
Well, the slaves were at least, yeah.
Well, yes, of course.
I mean, here's the thing, like, what would this actually do? Like, if we knew that aliens had landed in ancient Egypt and had like mixed with our race and became whatever we are, I'm like, what would it actually like? I don't know. Like, what would it change at this point? Unless it would cure something, and then that would be great.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I love reading about this stuff because, I mean, if you look at what the Egyptians built, it still boggles the mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But that was essentially...
At this point, they would be integrated into our society, I would assume, right? And they might not even know.
Right? I mean, but also Prince of Egypt blew my mind. So I'm still
that was level. A great movie. I cried like a baby.
I always cry like a baby watching that. Animation blows my mind. So obviously.
True.
Yeah. So, you know, who's to say what wouldn't blow my mind at this point?
I'm not sure how they can take this any further. Obviously, he's doing a peer review and that's going to be intriguing to find out. But imagine imagine being the scientist that is working with the DNA of 3,000-year-old pharaohs.
Yeah, and when is that going to show up on, like, ancestry DNA? Like, when am I going to know if I'm, like, this percentage alien? Because I am down.
Right.
Right?
Sometimes you cough and a thing comes out your mouth. You might be part xenomorph. So, just so you know.
What? So that little guy that pops out?
That's been an ongoing theory of mine for a while. I just didn't want to say anything. I happen to be a predator, so.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, you are see-through, so that would make sense.
I do a lot of Irish goodbyes at parties, which makes me invisible to everybody. It's great.
That's honestly the easiest way to leave.
Yeah.
I always say at work, every time I clock out, I always walk you over like, okay, goodbye forever. And I always say that to everybody. And I think on my last day, I'm just not going to say anything and just walk out. I think that would be, because I always say goodbye forever. And one day it's going to be true, but I'm just not going to say it. Damn.
Or the ultimate irony is, as you're about to walk out, go, hey, see you guys tomorrow, and bounce.
Bye, see you tomorrow.
And throw something up in the air, and then click your heels.
Like confetti?
Sure.
I said
click your heels, yeah.
Jump up, click
those heels. I can't do that jump and click. My coworker can, though.
All right, we'll have him do it for you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Are you not part leprechaun? Yeah. I'm so worried.
Just because I have orange hair? That is disgusting.
Why and you have a pot of gold behind you. Admit it.
Oh, my God. How would you call me out like this? Disgusting. You want me to think about what you're doing?
Well, nonetheless, the Egyptians continue to baffle the mind. Everything they did, the mummification process, the pyramids, everything. It's just so fun to read up on them. So check out that article if you like. But now, because the college year is essentially up, you know, people are graduating, people are moving on to the next year, we decided to talk about haunted universities. And I know I'm from an area of Pennsylvania that is full of very old Division III colleges, all of which have ghost stories. None of
and
these
pretzels, right?
Pretzels, of course, pretzels, yes.
We have I just wanted to make sure that we talked about the pretzels if we're talking about Pennsylvania.
Philly has good pretzels. Annie Ann's is also a Pennsylvania place. Great pretzels. Find them at the airport. They're delicious.
Yeah, amazing.
But, you know, schools like Moravian, Lehigh, Muhlenberg, there's ghost stories there at all. They didn't make these lists, but it is interesting to talk about. So we all kind of chose a couple of options here. So I'll lead it off. I had no idea that Ohio University was as scary as apparently it is. This is nuts. Listen to this shit.
Okay.
All right. You talk about check marks. All right. Ohio University is the site of a former insane asylum, number one. Built on top of a Native American burial ground, number two.
That should have been number one.
That's a good point, yes. Located in the middle of a pentagram of cemeteries. Good Lord. And multitude of ghost stories, most infamous, room 428 in the 1970s, a woman attending suddenly started shouting in a strange language, acting bizarrely. She then fell to her death and reportedly has haunted the school so intensely that that room, 428 of Wilson Hall, is sealed shut to this day. Gay.
Let's go. I like it. I mean,
vacation.
I don't like it.
Gotta get away.
Imagine if somebody was like, oh my God, where are you going for vacation? And we're like, oh my God, we're going to Ohio to stay in a...
We're going back to school.
She couldn't get through the word Ohio. Sorry to all of our fans from Ohio. We love you, Anastasia.
We do. I am a bitch. But also, it's just like, you know, I don't know. That's like going to LA for a vacation. That's funny to me.
Ohio.
That also is funny to me. Anytime I go anywhere in LA, I'm just like, people come here to vacation. That sucks.
I remember when I heard that people were like, I'm going to Ventura County for a beach vacation. And I'm like,
how dare you? That is my hometown. Ventura is beautiful.
My hometown is LA, Ashley, and you just smashed it to the ground.
I live in LA. You don't live in Ventura.
Well, I'm about to smash it too. When I got to the point where I knew I was sick of LA, I used to try to like talk it up to myself. Like, well, you know, I live in Hollywood, man. People like spend their salaries to take vacations to Hollywood. I'm like, then I realize I'm like, no, this place sucks. I hate it. It's not worth taking a vacation to.
It's not.
It's garbage. Hollywood is garbage and it's gross. It's garbage and it's gross.
You know it's garbage. You laugh at people that vacation here.
I do laugh at people that vacation here, but not the people that live here, because it's a beautiful place to be raised and live.
Did we say anything about people that live here? We just said that Hollywood and LA are garbage.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Look, not necessarily those who were in Die Hard 2 and other films as a child. We're just saying as a whole, the city is garbage.
Thank you. Thank you for the exemption code. I love that.
Mm-hmm. It was really good. Like,
so who's got a college?
I was going to pick one from the list, but then I decided not to, because my college, Los Angeles Valley College, was also haunted.
No way.
Yes.
Where is this?
It is in the Valley. Okay. In beautiful Valley Village, which is just North Hollywood. Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, this is the thing about colleges. They all, especially in the theater department, all of them have some story, right? Everyone has a story. Like, they all are like, so our story, at least in Valley College, was that one of the stage managers was really distraught and hung himself from our catwalk.
Yikes.
And you would hear weird shit. Also in the pit, apparently somebody died. And that's where everybody used to make out. So.
So the ghosts are peepers.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Oh, I make out with a lot of people. I've probably made out there. It's weird.
At LA Valley College,
LA Valley College. She randomly picks a location.
College kids, I keep getting older and they stay the same age.
Oh my God.
Oh no. I think we have to mention Camarillo.
Oh, I was gonna say that as my thing.
Yes, do it. Do it. Go,
please
go, go.
Please do, because I'm intrigued.
Okay, so, you know, where I'm from, which is apparently trash, according to Anastasia. Quasto, do you like the Eagles?
You mean the football team?
No.
Or the band?
Oh, my God, the band.
Okay, well, I don't know you're trying to Big Lebowski me or not. Like, when he's in the cab and he gets kicked out because he hates the Eagles, I have no idea. It's a great scene.
If you go to Camarillo, it is now a college. It's the California State University of Channel Islands. Really awesome, beautiful campus. I have several friends that have gone there and graduated from there, but it used to be the Camarillo Mental Hospital. And there were so many problems going on there. There are so many stories of shock and electric treatments. I mean, any kind of inhumane practice that you can think of. Like, when you think of mental hospitals, what you would imagine it to be is what happened to them. And so, you know, there is a rumor that the Eagles wrote the song Hotel California about this college, which was a mental institution.
Yeah.
But I've been there a couple times. It's actually, I haven't had like a documentable like evidence. I've had a lot of experiences while I'm there, but never anything that I've been able to document and be like, yes, this is evident. But every time I go, it's really interesting and a lot of things happen. So beautiful place, highly recommend. Awesome college too. Like, it's got some amazing graduates. So 10/10 recommend if you are into ghost hunting and education.
Camarillo,
the fact that doesn't really help anything. When I was a kid, in fifth grade, there was a talent show and I wanted to do Hotel California. And my mom said I couldn't. And the school said I couldn't because it was about drugs and mental health. And I said, no, it's about ghosts. And I was really pissed off.
I like how they heard your excuse. No, you know, it's about ghosts. They're like,
yeah,
that doesn't help.
It's about death, you dumb bitch. Yeah.
So I ended up doing On My Own from Les Mis.
Jesus.
I don't know that song, but I'm sure it was amazing.
Yeah. No, it's about, you know, some girl that's obsessed with a guy that doesn't care.
Oh, my life story.
at the end of the song, did you say El Fin?
Of course. Okay. Of course.
Well, while you're talking about campuses that are good for ghost hunting, Penn State has so many hauntings that they have a paranormal research society on campus. A lot of different specters floating around. One is believed to be Frances Atherton, the wife of Penn State founder George Atherton. She lingers in the top floor of the old botany building overlooking her husband's grave. Hey, God, you can see the figure in the window sometimes. Also,
like every marriage.
Yeah, right. She's never going to leave. More traditional ghosts on campus as well. Phantom footsteps, scratches, objects moving on their own accord. Penn State supposedly is home to a ghost mule. The university's first mascot, named Old Coley, reportedly still wanders the halls, and students can hear his clip-clopping hooves and signature bray.
Wait, Penn State or Penn Hall?
Huh?
Penn State or Penn Hall?
No. At Penn State. And there's a mascot called Old Coley. It was like the first mascot, which was a mule.
Fun fact, I grew up in Penn State.
Really?
Inside?
Yeah. Inside of the actual haunting.
Okay.
The classroom.
She rode Old Coley. Oh
my God.
No, Penn State, Pennsylvania.
Now, Penn State is essentially, I mean, that whole city, State College, is the school. There's not a lot of residential neighborhoods, right?
So all the residences just surround it. And we have we had a higher population of cows than we did people, essentially. But yeah, I attended Penn State for like a minute. And I was like, this sucks. I don't like Pennsylvania. So I lived there for many years.
You're like, I'm going to a different trailer park. I'm out.
I wasn't, fun fact, I wasn't in a trailer park at that time. I was in a real house, like a real boy.
Oh, you.
Yeah. And then I moved into a trailer park again.
That's how shitty it was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That she was willing to go to a trailer park.
There's too many cows here. I'm going back to the trailer.
A lot of cows. Yeah.
Yeah, there is a lot of cows, but I like cows. My favorite animal is a Highland cow. So
really?
It's a very difficult animal to find on things.
Do either one of you have another college in mind?
I have one.
Okay.
So when I was with Ghost Hunters, we went to the Western Kentucky University, which was really cool. They have a beautiful arts building. I got to see a lot of really amazing things. Got to debunk some really cool stuff. There was a room where apparently when actors would go into the room, their little dressing room, they'd get headaches and paranoia and nausea, and everyone was just so positive it was haunted. And it turns out the EMF wiring was just out of control. Exposed wires, the EMF levels were just horrific. They were just horrific. But this is the fun part about that. I got bit by a Bernicleuse while I was at Western Kentucky University.
Word again.
And did you get powers?
Yeah.
I did not get powers. But damn, the only reason I realized what had happened is because when I was a kid, my uncle got bit by one. It bit him in the shin.
In the nads. Okay, got it.
Yeah. And it rotted away in that whole area. And I was terrified because I like spiders, but that was messed up. So when I got there, I was like, okay, I'm going to know exactly what a brown recluse looks like and feels like and this and that and this and that. And I'm investigating, hunky-dory, happy. And I felt like a shotgun shot into my elbow. And I was like, this is it. It's happening. We know the drill. And I went to the hospital immediately and was just like, I'm pretty sure this is a brown recluse bite. And they were like, yeah, that. How did you know that? And I was like, because I'm paranoid and scared.
Oh, my God. This was like mid-investigation?
Oh, yeah. It was like in the middle of the night. Like, we were, because when you're on that show, like, we don't start filming till like 6 or 7 p.m. Sure. It has to be nighttime. So when we're doing setup, the sun is always coming down. So you're always watching it during sundown.
Yep.
You know, and it's always a late night experience.
And as dark as all get out, so you can't see where you're going. So there could be a family of around the recluse is just waiting to hop on you.
That whole thing was a whole shit show because I also was so scared to death of driving one of their cars for the show. And they're like, Ashley, take the car around. And I was like, okay, we're going to do some tests. And I had to have the lights on so they could see if it was a reflection coming about into the room that they were in. And my dumb ass was just like, cool, I'm driving, bye, and drove. And I was like, cool, did you see it? And they're like, you didn't tell us that you were leaving. Like, it's not, this isn't evidence if you don't tell us. And I was like, fuck. And I still I think about it all the time. Like, I'll have, like, nightmares about it. Like, oh, remember that one time I fucked up our evidence by not stating that I was doing what I was doing?
Do you feel like that's one of the reasons why, you know, you didn't go back? Or who knows?
Well, I do now. Shit. No, there's a lot of stuff to it. Who's to say? Hollywood's wild. People are wild.
Do you remember, did they find anything good from that trip?
So that's kind of one of the hard things. I've heard quite a few people be like, oh, well, Ghost Hunters is boring. They don't have enough evidence. And I think it's really important to note that when I was with them, like, I didn't watch them fake anything. And if they, in the same way that I feel, is if you don't think it's concrete evidence and that it's just an experience, you have to throw it out. Mm-hmm. And so that happens a lot. Like, you can have something happen to you, but if you cannot show evidence that that actually happened and that this is what it is, you can't really use it. And so they have been so much more into the aspect of the paranormal versus the Hollywood aspect of entertainment that they throw stuff out a lot, which is fine. And I'm super okay with that. But I feel like they threw away quite a bit. And I'm not saying I disagree in any way. I just feel like there wasn't always a lot of evidence to present on those episodes, because when you have that many people in the room, you do have to think about the fact that what if your sound guy made a noise? What if your camera guy walked into a doorway, which happened plenty of times? You know, you really have to think about those things. So shows like that are difficult because you can have as many experiences as you could just live for and still not be able to produce evidence, because you have to really genuinely think about the factual side that, well, my camera crew was in there with me and maybe it was them that made that sound. So it always makes it difficult. You know, TV shows are hard like that, because when you have smaller groups, it's a lot easier to control and the experiment is a lot easier to control.
Yeah. I mean, for me, one of my favorite things about any paranormal show is when they do a relevant history of the location. I find that just as fascinating as the investigation. But I guess with TV, you know, you have to cater to the people that just want to see action. So it is, I guess, it's a very tough.
My friends, Amy Bruni and Brandon Alvis are both very good at that. They're very good at bringing the history aspect into what the paranormal can be or is. That's one of the things I admire about both of them, is they find a way to be like, okay, well, here's the history. Let us teach you about this. Also, look at this cool thing that just happened. Well, I think a lot of other places need to think about that and partake in that.
I think Mustafa was also the historian the last few seasons on Ghost Hunters as well, which is one of the reasons they make an amazing team. So here's a college that has been on every list that I have looked at as far as most haunted universities. It's called Flagler College. All right. It's basically named after the industrialist Henry Flagler. Some say the spirit still haunts the Ponce de Leon Hall. And this guy Flagler led a very turbulent personal life. Among his last requests were the instructions to keep windows and doors open during his funeral. Wow. Okay. Unfortunately, a janitor left many clothes, leading to the supernatural theory that his spirit is trapped in the hall. That's an odd theory, but okay. Students report that the lights will flicker or go out if you speak his name. Another spirit is said to haunt the Ponce de Leon Hall. It could be a little boy that was playing on the balcony when he lost his balance and fell. Students report hearing ghostly stomping at late hours, and people think it's the lingering soul of the little boy. Possibly. And Flagler College is located in
where?
Flagger.
Oh, this makes sense. It's in the most haunted city in the country, in St. Augustine.
Oh. Huh.
There you go.
Is that the most haunted city?
It's up there. I mean, I've been told it is the most haunted city because of the history behind it and the lighthouse and like all these things.
I always heard Charleston was like top.
It's hard to tell. It's subjective. Yeah. But St. Augustine's up there.
I think that we should have a competition show like that people just like try to, you know, be like, we're the most haunted, and then we go and judge it.
And we find like local and we find local homebrewers in every city.
Yes, and we just drink beer while people try to tell us why they're the most haunted city.
Yeah,
and that's how we started the show.
We ghost hunt drunk. Yes. I mean, what could go wrong?
Nothing. Everything will be scientifically accurate.
You know, it's a spiritual insomniac. I think it's perfect.
I agree with this. I'm in. Let's do it.
What are the universities or colleges? Anastasia, do you have another one?
I don't, because I was gonna do Camarillo. But
who else would do that?
Huh?
I said who else would do that?
I mean I knew that, you know, I asked you about it so that you could do it because you could do it better. So I tipped my crown and let you have it. I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, I've been to a lot of like European haunted like colleges, and I think most of them just say that they're haunted as well. Like Trinity College is supposed to be very haunted. I don't know. Let's talk about Gettysburg.
Gettysburg, I mean, the city, the college. Yeah. You name it.
Yeah.
So, go for it. I mean, Gettysburg College, it's beautiful. I mean, the whole city is really stunning, but the history, oof.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so Gettysburg's Penn Hall. Why is everything Penn Hall? Oh, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. apparently it has a whole bunch of ghosts attached to it, including an administrator taken down an elevator to the basement to find a ghostly field hospital in operation when the doors opened. So he was just going down the elevator, opened the doors to another flipping time. It's like a Twilight Zone.
That story blew my mind. I've read about it a couple times. Essentially, the elevator goes to the basement, elevator door opens, and there's no sound. You just see the entire Civil War MASH unit hospital. And supposedly one of the surgeons makes eye contact with the guy and starts walking towards him when the elevator doors close, and then brings him up too. Because apparently he had hit to go up and the door went down to the basement.
I mean, I don't really want to go on elevators.
Yeah, they're overrated.
They're very overrated.
Don't do it. I saw Captain America. I know what happens. You hail Hydra and then things break and you just don't.
Mm-hmm. How about this? One of the soldier spirits roaming around campus, known as the Lone Sentinel, appears to be a gun-carrying soldier marching atop Penn Hall who sometimes takes aim at the passing students. Gee, mini.
Rude. They're just trying to study.
Yeah.
Are they?
Not necessarily.
Are they studying drugs in other people's bodies?
I mean, Ashley, Gettysburg College, you have better party options than Gettysburg College.
Yeah, like Santa Barbara College.
Oh, yeah, that's a party school.
Yeah. Go to Seasucky. Just go to Seasucky. It'll be fine.
What the hell is that?
My dad's rolling in his grave.
That's Cameron University. Oh, it's called Seasucky. You've never called it Seasucky?
I thought you were talking about CSUN.
No. Camarillo State University. It's called Seasucky.
Interesting.
I would change my name.
Okay, well, first off, I'm from a town called Oxnard, so we don't have a lot of great names out there, okay?
So sorry for you.
We just do what we can with what we got. We got strawberries.
Right.
And one
strawberry fair. Festival.
Yeah, and then we have one fair. And the strawberries go bad after a day, so we only can have the fair for like 2 days.
I've been to that fair many times. That's also haunted by all of the money you spend.
It's haunted by my tears of all of the rides I cried on. Yeah. All of the roller coasters that definitely weren't safe to be on.
Haunted by the smell of funnel cake.
Haunted by all the children that ran into the funhouse mirrors.
Oh!
Stop talking about me like that.
Haunted by the souls of the scrambler that would often break.
Oh, man. The vomit that was spewed.
What was the weird painting? They put one recently that was like the most random painting they could have put on the scrambler ride. What? Do you remember what it was, Anastasia?
No.
It was like a random... But it was like a random actor. Like, why did they paint this actor on there? It was like if I, you know, like if I like had my car and just painted Pedro Pascal on top of my car.
I mean,
was,
that would make sense for you though.
But so it was like fan art looking stuff. And so I looked at it and I was like, oh, it was Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I was just gonna guess. I was gonna say, I bet you no. It was Nick Cage paying for his own photo to be on the damn scrambler.
And I remember looking up and going, is that Nicolas Cage? And then got drunk, of course.
And then you vomited.
But yeah, no, it was weird. Man.
Guaranteed. Nick Cage, guaranteed. Always. Well, let's end it off.
Fair.
Back in Ohio, Kenyon College. This one is rough. So there's an entrance called the Gates of Hell. That's the nickname. All right. Students avoid the south entrance around midnight when the church bells chime. If you're caught crossing the gates when the bells are ringing, it's bad news for your soul. But here's the real thing that happened. 1949, 9 students lost their life in a fire. Today, students still claim to hear screams, flickering lights, flushing toilets. Another phantom known as the greenhouse ghost lost his life in a diving accident at the pool. And students say he leaves wet footprints around and randomly turns on showers. So, yeah, Kenyon College in Ohio. Not going to go there.
I think I want to go.
Mm. I don't know why they were flushing toilets. Are they trying to get more water, like, out? Because you'd want the water in.
I mean, when you're a ghost, what's a better prank than flushing a toilet?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's better pranks. Yeah, like
there's a lot better pranks, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, but I was going to say.
Maybe it's a neat, you know, maybe it's like a trial run. This ghost is trying to figure out, all right, what can I do physically? Boop, flushes the toilet.
I guess we should all how to prank people.
You know. I am a pretty good prankster. I don't do it often, but when I do.
You be flushing toilets.
Do not be flushing toilets.
She do be flushing toilets.
Mm-hmm. That's not going to be a t-shirt now, is it? Because I don't want it to be.
You be flushing. You
be flushing. Flushing toilets.
You be flushing.
Women be brewing. Anastasia be flushing.
I'm telling you, you guys need to make that t-shirt, Women Be Brewing. It is brilliant.
I'm ready.
And it will sell.
Did I tell you all about my new shirt? Nobody's allowed to steal it. This is my copyright.
Okay.
The shirt I don't think this is officially a copyright.
You fuck. My new shirt that I just had made. It's already made. It doesn't matter. Okay. It just says cocaine isn't vegan, and it is my favorite shirt of all time.
That's beautiful. I don't know why I said beautiful.
It's a strong message right there.
It's great. So that and Bitches Be Brewing and Anastasia Flushes.
Mm-hmm.
Did I freeze?
The Haunted Hop store will be up any moment. It's gonna happen. Well, Ashley, go ahead.
I do want to know, in addition to that, I do think it's important to note that I have had several people comment on our Haunts and Hops glasses and the fact that we have stickers. So if anybody wants a sticker, y'all should just hit us up and you know, see what happens with it, because we have a few.
I thought you said date us. I was like, I mean, that seems weird.
And if you want to date us, I'm married, so my husband might not be okay with it. Oh, but we could try, and he might be fine. But yeah. I'm a redneck, so good luck.
But dates, you know, we be dating, you know,
we be dating.
We be brewing, we be dating, we be flushing, so.
No, I don't like it.
And there it is, the trio of comedians.
Look, you catch me on Monday nights. I'm on very short sleep. I've had long days. I be saying some shit, so it's okay.
He be saying.
Anyways, Anastasia, where can people find you?
You can find me at Anastasia W on TikTok and Twitter, at Anastasia Wash on Instagram, Anastasia TV on YouTube.
Wonderful, Ashley Drew.
You know where you can't find me? At Whole Foods anymore.
Damn!
But you can find me at Ashley Trobe on everything else.
That's right. And you also will not find me at Whole Foods because I be cheap. But We are at Haunts and Hops.
You can find him at Costco because that's a good deal, yo.
Yep, I go in without a badge. I just walk right in like I own it.
That's what white men do.
Give me these samples. So we're at Haunts and Hops on social media. I'm at Jay Quasto. The most important solo project of my life is coming up very, very soon. So if you could follow me at Jay Quasto on all socials, you know, put on the alerts if you can, because I'm going to need all the support I really can, all the live long day once it actually comes out. So I would appreciate it greatly. Going to be in Tampa the weekend of June 10th doing shows. Going to be in Louisville, Kentucky the weekend of July 10th, I believe. And then I'm not quite sure what else, but we'll figure it out. But
and he's going to be at California.
Soon.
Sometime soon.
Planning the trip. Gonna
Y'all
make
want
it happen.
A new photo shoot? A new fucking better photo shoot? It can't get better than what we had. Like,
I mean, it can just get better and better because we evolve.
It was a really good photo shoot.
It was, but we can do better too.
We looked really hot.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
Well, until then, it's time to say goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, tell a couple of friends and please rate and review the show on whatever platform you're listening on, especially if it's iTunes and Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you.